In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Today you see Satan's response to Christmas. Man had received dominion over all the earth, not the angels. So Satan stole our authority, not God's. He usurped our dominion, not God's. He took what belonged to us, and he now destroys it. The scriptures call the devil the ruler of this world. The whole world lies in the power of the evil one, and he won't let it go. So how confused men are. They think that other countries are their enemies. They think that neighbors, races, other states are their enemies. How confused they are. They think that God is their enemy, and he's the one, if there truly is a God, who allows so much suffering and evil in this world. The devil is behind it all, clouding their minds by his lies, so they do not know what is true. The devil is the ruler of this world who leads men astray. Yet he does not love this world, and he does not love men. He hates them. And he wants nothing more than to bring death, destruction, chaos, and pain upon every living thing on this earth. He is not trying to sustain creation, but to destroy it. There is no love in him, only hatred. His rule is wickedness and evil and death. And yet, like an addict who keeps going back to his drugs, knowing they are destroying his life, fallen man keeps going back to Satan's lies, thinking this time it will be different. So when the news of God's birth reached his demonic ears, he responded with enraged fury. Herod is an image of the devil. He is unknowingly prompted by the devil. So you see how the devil works in the world, not overtly, but hidden. What men think they are doing of their own accord is driven on by Satan himself. Herod is furious, yet he believes the word of God. He believes the Magi saw a star. He believes the Son of God, the Messiah, the Christ, will be born in Bethlehem. Yet he responds not with faith and trust, but with hatred and cold calculations. He twists that word of God and lies to the Magi so that he might bring more death and chaos and destruction, not only to the King of the Jews, but to anyone who might have any association with him whatsoever. For Herod and for the devil, Christmas escalates the battle. So no silent night, no holy night for those mothers who are weeping in Ramah. They have lost their baby boys. Their children are no more. Their only crime was to be born near Bethlehem at the time of our Lord's birth. The mothers could not stop it. The fathers also were powerless, for their authority had been stripped from them and taken by the devil. It is the hour when darkness reigns. Tears flow. Herod's sword is covered in innocent blood as the child and his mother flee in the arms of Joseph to Egypt. It's tragic when Cain kills Abel. It's tragic when you hear of murder or violence on the streets. It's tragic that we have to endure war. Man was not supposed to be our enemy. But it's far more tragic when governments kill babies. As every conception points to Christ's conception in the womb, so every child death points to Satan's attack on the Christ child and his hatred of Christ. So we need to hear this story. Yes, chronologically, it follows shortly after Jesus' birth, but that's not why we need to hear this story. We need to hear the story so we can come to grips with reality and see how the devil responds to Christmas. This story is not quaint, cute, nostalgic, or sentimental, and it's very easy for us to turn Christmas into those things. To view it with rose-colored glasses, everything is great, we have trees, we sing our favorite songs, a child is born. We need to do those things, but we cannot detach it from reality. And today we are thrust back into reality. This story is bloody, heart-wrenching, sad, and bitter. Christ deserves our candles and our songs and our hymns, but that night is seen only by faith. Christmas is celebrated only by faith, not by gathering with family and friends, not by putting up decorations and trees, not by traveling to wherever we would like to be. Christmas is celebrated only by faith that a king has come for me and is now present on that altar. That's how Christmas, or at least how Christians, celebrate Christmas. By sight, we see the opposite. We still see war in Ukraine, war in Israel and Gaza, wars in Africa, wars throughout the world, violence on our own streets, not to mention terrorists and other atrocities. Men think men are their enemies, because they live in the kingdom of the devil, blinded to who their true enemy is. That is the devil. So perhaps we think this reading is improper to hear at Christmas time. But it's important for us to have our eyes open to the reality that is around us. It's hard to hear about the devil's work because it always brings death and destruction. It's hard to hear of Herod killing innocent babies, and it should, though I'm afraid it's not often, but it should be hard to hear of abortions. We recognize Herod is a pawn of the devil. Perhaps we should also see those so-called leaders and politicians and doctors in the same light. Herod had great economic prosperity. He built magnificent buildings. He brought Judah into prosperity, and yet this is what Scripture wants us to remember about him. Maybe in that same way we should remember certain leaders. Enmity is on full display. Herod won't give up his power because the devil won't give up his power without bringing death. Do you think the devil has simply thrown in the towel and is no longer active today? That he has taken his ball and gone home because Jesus has died and now reigns over all? Do you think he has quit? Christmas has indeed changed everything, but not by sight, only by faith. Today, Satan rages more now than ever before. Herod killed many. Today's Herods kill more than 1 million in the U.S. alone. Tears in Rhema, jaded hearts in America. Lord, have mercy. I will let you judge who is worse. All of this happened because Christ is born. Light pierced the darkness and woke the ancient dragon's fury. Wildly he swings to kill the Christ and anyone who looks like him, which all babies look like him, because he became like us in every way. 30 years later, Satan changed his tactics and tempted our Lord in the wilderness. If he could get Jesus to doubt the word of God and sin against God, then Jesus can't establish a rule, and Satan could have control over this world forever. He incited the Pharisees and the Sadducees to plot Jesus' own destruction. He filled Judas's heart in the upper room shortly after Judas received the Lord's Supper without faith. Satan prompted Judas to go out and betray our Lord. It's the hour when darkness reigned, The ruler of this fallen world is trying to hold fast his kingdom. And yet in that darkness, the detachment of soldiers fell over at the word of him who is life. As darkness drove the light into Egypt, so darkness sought to snuff out the light on Calvary. This is why we cannot forget by faith who was born on Christmas. This is Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews, the Son of David. As David cut off Goliath's head with Goliath's own sword, so the weapon Satan chose was his own demise. In death, Christ conquered death. In darkness, he destroyed darkness. He crushed the head of our ancient enemy by his cross. This child was born not so that we can carry candles and sing Silent Night, Holy Night, but he is born to be a warrior. Silent Night, Holy Night, as the Son of God lay motionless in a grave, for he holds the victory. At Christmas, he dons his honor. At Christmas, he sharpens his sword. In a manger, his cloak swaddles him, already revealing his victory over sin, death, and hell. Joy to the world, yes. Peace on earth, yes, because he lives and he reigns forevermore. The Son of David now rules over heaven and earth. Our brother, one who is made like us in every way, has reclaimed the authority over this world. He rules the world with peace and grace. We know that by faith, because what we see by sight is a furious dragon bringing death, destruction, and suffering. By faith, we believe that Christ rules over all. So Christianity is not a soft religion. These babies represent you. Born from water and the Spirit, the devil takes out his rage on you. Scripture says baptism saves you. Baptism also puts a target on your back. Now Satan is ready to destroy you. At your baptism, he begins an 80-year-long battle against you to try to rob you of your faith. Flee to the desert if you want. Flee to a different state if you want. Flee to a different country. Go wherever you desire, where you think it will be better, and your own fallen flesh will still follow you, and the devils will still tempt you and attack you. But they cannot win. Christ, the Son of David, does rule over all things. In life, we also reign with Christ. In death, we also gain the victory. The babes of Bethlehem rest with Christ, not because they died at an early age, but because they also had faith, heard the word of God at their circumcisions, were brought into the covenant of God. So also we live in the promises of God. To live is Christ, to die is gain. So while the devil tries to maintain control of this world, we stop. We put up trees. We hold candles and sing Silent Night, and then we come forward to eat him who is our life and our King and our Savior. While the devil does whatever he can to maintain his power, to bring more death, more destruction, and more hatred to the world, we pause, because the Lord has prepared for us a table in the presence of our enemies. We hear of our great brother who has gained the victory, and we rest at the manger of his altar. We are Christians who live by faith in his word and sacraments, not simply by some intellectual knowledge we attained years ago. We are those who believe and who follow the King. As bullets fly and demons prowl, we are not afraid. In the midst of tears and sadness and heartbreak, we continue to sing Joy to the World and even Silent Night. We carry candles and we sing our hymns in the name of our Lord Jesus. For we truly believe that he has ascended to the right hand of the Father and now lives and reigns over all. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.